Recorded Books presents Dancing on Bones, History and Power in China, Russia and North Korea by Katie Stallard, narrated by Elizabeth Sastra. Who controls the past controls the future. Who controls the present controls the past. George Orwell, 1984. Introduction. Make the past serve the present. Mao Zedong. Southern Ukraine. There's a man with a gun by the side of our car. It's dark, close to midnight, on the main road to Crimea. He's wearing a mask and combat gear. It's February 2014. Ukraine's president, Viktor Yanukovych, has fled into exile in Russia. And protesters in the capital are declaring victory after a long winter of demonstrations in Kyiv. But something ominous is happening here in the south. Unidentified soldiers have seized control of the airport and surrounded military bases in Crimea, the peninsula that juts out into the Black Sea from southern Ukraine. They won't answer questions about where they're from, and they've removed the identifying patches from their uniforms, so people are calling them little green men. Alongside what are clearly professional soldiers, local volunteers are forming self-defense militias and setting up checkpoints like this one. The man with the gun yanks open the front passenger door and grabs my colleague Vadim's camera, who swears at him in his best Soviet Army Russian. The man's whole posture relaxes. He says he's sorry, he didn't know where we were from. We hold up our press passes. Producer Yulia deploys her most reassuring smile. We're based in Moscow as journalists for Sky News, so we have accreditation from the Russian Foreign Ministry, which apparently is good enough for him. I'm a peaceful citizen. I'm a pensioner. An older man in a camouflage mask and hooded anorak who is helping to operate the checkpoint tells me. I'm just making sure everything is in order here. He says he's from Sevastopol, a famous port city in Crimea that was designated a hero city by Stalin after the Great Patriotic War, as World War II is known in Russia. Fascists have taken over the Ukrainian capital, he says, so they are out here guarding the approach to Crimea to make sure they don't get through. They order the man and the woman out of the car behind us at gunpoint. He is pale and skinny, maybe in his early 20s, wearing a striped sweatshirt. She is crying, pleading with the men to let them go. They tie his hands behind his back and lead him out of sight. They're searching all of the vehicles, ostensibly for weapons being smuggled into Crimea. But two of the men are already sporting flak jackets marked press, they've clearly taken from other journalists, and they seem to be making up the rules as much as following them. Members of the elite, a notoriously violent, riot police unit the interim government has just disbanded, are out here on the roadblock in their uniforms, as though the transfer of power hasn't happened. They show me rifles, shotguns, and an axe they say they've recovered from passing cars, proof, they claim, of a plot by armed gangs in Kyiv to seize the peninsula by force. These are barbarians and fascists, one man says, gesturing to the guns as if this should be all the evidence I need. They are trying to turn our Slavic world into hell. His eyes are dark and serious, and they're all I can see, because he's pulled his green balaclava up over his nose to hide his face. But on his shoulder is the orange and black ribbon of St. George. Most of the others are wearing it too. It represents the Soviet victory in 1945, and it's become a popular symbol in Russia in recent years as Vladimir Putin ramps up commemoration of the Great Patriotic War. He wears the ribbon himself during annual Victory Day celebrations to mark the anniversary of the end of the conflict, and people pin them to their lapels and tie them to car aerials in the weeks beforehand. The ribbon becomes so ubiquitous among the rebels in eastern Ukraine that the government in Kyiv later bans it as a symbol of extremism. This is the land of our ancestors who spilled their blood in the Great Patriotic War, another of the checkpoint guards tells me. Now the fascists are on the rise again, and we are here.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?